morning, everyone. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Laura Sievert is here. And if you ever wonder, does Arts Quincy spend its money properly? Well, yes, they do, because they're undergoing their annual audit. There's never been a finding against you, but you do it. You do it all the time, and it's good. It's good to know that when we give money to Arts Quincy, that you're using it properly.
Well, and one really cool thing that Arts Quincy does that goes kind of above and beyond is we're actually a Better Business Bureau certified nonprofit. I think one of only three in Quincy and definitely the only one in the sector. So we go above and beyond just that annual audit and the transparency to, I think they have 22 categories that we have to meet in the Better Business Bureau. It's also a big bit of paperwork. But, you know, one of those things that can reassure people that, hey, if you want to know what your money's up to, I will take you to a classroom and show you.
That is so true. Well, let's talk about some things that are coming up. The Arts Alliance vaccination campaign.
Right.
We are, you know, everybody has their own choices to make about whether they get their flu shot or their COVID-19 booster. There's new boosters out because of variants in COVID-19. But if you're going to get a booster shot or a flu shot, you're going to be rewarded by Arts Quincy.
That's right. Actually, I'm getting mine tonight. You know, I'm always kind of a big baby about it because I'll get a sore arm and then I'll be a big baby about it. But I know it's a better thing for me to do is go get that flu shot and COVID booster. So we're just doing this great partnership that says, hey, if you're going to do this thing, if you're going to take one for the team and get a sore arm and make our audiences just a little bit healthier, we're going to reward you. So we have tickets to the Quincy Symphony Orchestra. You can pick any concert on their schedule, but I'm going to tell you what I'm going to pick. This one coming up with Dallas Brass, the Christmas Spectacular. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, the Christmas Spectacular. Now, they have the Symphony Chorus has a concert this Saturday night.
Right, that's true, too.
And then only a month goes by, and the Quincy Symphony has a concert. So you're going to get,
right.
Well, I'll be at both. But, yeah, the Dallas Brass will be interviewing one of their leaders, and this is pretty highfalutin stuff coming to Quincy.
I can't wait. So, anyway, I'm just going to get my flu shot, which I'm probably going to do anyway, and then I'm going to get a free ticket to go see the Quincy Symphony and Dallas Brass, which I think is terrific. If you wanted to wait till later in the year, later to next year, too, you can get a ticket for a different show. They're also doing Pines of Rome, which is a favorite of mine, so definitely check those out. Or you can get a gift certificate to the Quincy Art Center. It's a $20 gift certificate. You can use it for Quincy Art Center merch or classes or towards a membership or really any way you can spend dollars at the Art Center. But those are free, so all you have to do is show your either after shot paperwork or your vaccine card if it's a COVID vaccine, and you get those for nothing as long as my supplies last. So I think I have about 55 tickets left for Symphony, and I'm not sure what the Art Center is sitting at right now for stock. But we did give away 75 tickets to the Quincy Senior High Musical, too. So we have been busy with this, and that means people are taking advantage of those flu shots and getting healthy for this winter.
That is so true.
Ain't nobody
needs
flu.
Kaleidoscope is the name of the production Saturday night at 7:30 at Salem Church. And this is okay. Most people are, you know, around here are kind of familiar with a Catholic mass or an Episcopal kind of, you know, solemn mass ceremony. And many people are familiar with jazz.
Right.
But this is a mashup, a little jazz mass by Bob Chilcott. Piano, bass, and drums, a unique rendition embraces a variety of jazz styles from two diverse traditions, the Latin mass and the jazz idiom. So it should be really, really interesting. Kaleidoscope is the name of it. It is a vocal performance with the Quincy Symphony Chorus that's going to be taking place this Saturday night, November 5th at 7:30. Tickets are $18 for adults, $15 for seniors, and as always, kids 18 and under are absolutely free of charge. And that is one of the great things that the Arts Quincy and your members do a lot. They give away a lot of stuff to kids.
Yeah, you know, and the symphony does too. And what I love about that is, so for instance, when I take my kids to go see Dallas Brass this winter, and or if you go to Kaleidoscope this spring, or not spring, next week, it's fall, I know that. if you go to these, you know, you can have a really great family night of fun for not much money. In the case of getting your flu shot, you could go for free, but you can also just spend $18, bring your kids along, and experience some live music together. It's obviously a real testament to the arts community here that we have so many places to go and take our children and take our grandchildren to really enjoy something that most people have to go to a big city for. You know, even cities twice our size don't have this sort of breadth of what we have. You know, we just had the Quincy Concert Band concert last weekend, and we had all kinds of families there, and it was just terrific to see. So take advantage of this stuff. This Latin Mass sounds really fun. I mean, it sounds Latin jazz mass. I mean, I just have a feeling everybody is going to want to get up and move, and that's what music does. It really animates everything that we do. So definitely take advantage. $18 for adults and $15 for seniors, free for 18 and under. It's a great deal.
And don't forget to vote for your Battle for the Baton winners. They will be chosen for the December concert. So go on the website at qsoa.org. And I think it's $10 per vote. And
listen, I got to put a plug in.
Okay.
For my brother from another mother, Adam Dusterhouse is one of these guys. And I got to see him conduct this orchestra. So give him a vote. I gave him two.
We can do it. Quincy Public Library has a lot of stuff coming up. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, they've got a packed calendar all winter long, and especially now that the weather is turning colder and we'll want to spend a little bit more time inside, check out that Quincy Public Library calendar. Adults, we've got Armchair Travel Adventures this week and a charcuterie class on November 15th, which might lead right into the Thanksgiving holiday.
I wish they were having that charcuterie class earlier, because I'm entered as a presenter in the Horizon Charcuterie for Community, and that's November 11th.
Oh.
So I need tips now.
Yeah.
I need tips now. I'll have to see if Victoria DeMint can give me a little
preview.
Preview, yeah.
A little preview, yeah. Now I want some little like snacks here. We should have studio snacks next week. Okay. We also got movie nights and teen scene clothing swaps coming up. The movie nights they have these pretty regularly, Saturday matinees and Monday movies. And they're doing clothing swap on November 17th, where teens can bring different items and swap with other teens. I think that should be really fun.
It's kind of like a thrift store, but it's just an even tray.
Yeah, even tray.
Just bring your stuff out that you don't want. Take stuff you do want.
Yeah, bring some little funky things. For children and families, they've got ornament workshops coming up on November 19th, along with their regular weekly programming. So lots going on at the library. Of course, one of the things that I like a lot is somebody who has sometimes strange work hours. Don't forget that you can reserve materials and check them out, and they can be left for you in lockers outside of the library or at County Market. I just love that program because I have weird hours. So if you also work weird hours, then reserve anything there.
That is so true. Arts Quincy has so much going on, and what you need to do is go to their website, which is artsquincy.org. They have about, 55 member
organizations?
55 member organizations, so you can go and find everything that's going on this time of year. Laura Sievert, good luck with the audit.
Thank you.
Good day to ride your bicycle, but stick to work today, okay?
All right.
You still
have
an hour after work ends.
That's right. You believe it.
Go out riding.
You'll see me.
We'll be back in a moment. The Mary Griffith Show rolls on. We're coming up on 9:29. The Mary Griffith Show rolls on, and I am joined today by Lindsay Lane. And I will start off by saying that we love to cover political topics, and I love to have candidates on, and anybody who wants to be on, I will welcome them, of course, and any topic they want to talk about, I welcome. But this is the first time in all the years I've been doing this that somebody wants to, not an opponent wants to talk about somebody, but somebody who is not an opponent wants to talk about the fact that they hope that Judge Robert Adrian is not retained in judgeship. So, Lindsay Lane, let's learn a little bit about you first. Why are you so involved in this? Because most of the time, these judges' retentions, people don't even pay any attention to them. They just get retained and life goes on.
Yeah, it's unusual for an incumbent judge to not be retained. So I think everything about this has been unusual, though, from the start. My involvement became in regards to the Drew Clinton and Cameron Vaughn sexual assault case that happened earlier this year. As many people know, that was overturned. And the verdict was overturned. Judge Robert Adrian found him guilty last October, and then at sentencing in January of 2022, reversed his ruling. So from there, national, international uproar and the grassroots movement of Stand With Cammy was created here in Quincy, and it has grown massively. We had a change.org petition that was started that is over 176,000 signatures at this point. It was featured on Dr. Phil and the Mary Griffith.
Mary Griffith. So thank you putting me in with Dr. Phil. Thank you.
Yes, I mean second in line, of course. But really, what's going on is it's really incumbent upon everyone to get out and vote always, but especially in this year's election for us locally and in the 8th Judicial Circuit, which is, that would be the following counties of Adams, Brown, Calhoun, Cass, Mason, Menard, Pike, Schuyler, and yep, that's all of them. So
a lot of West Central Illinois is affected by this.
This is not just Adams County.
The key to this whole thing, if I can paraphrase, is that Robert Adrian found somebody guilty, but then later thought the sentencing requirement from the state of Illinois was too harsh and so vacated the guilty verdict. Very unusual thing to happen.
As far as I know, like,
and
it's not.
And he is being investigated.
Correct.
And so far, nothing has come to fruition from that. And, of course, we're just a few days ahead of the election. So it is unusual for a judge not to be retained. This is, by all sense, the only strange thing that has happened in Judge Robert Adrian's court, unless you're aware of others.
I'm not personally. I do
so
know
it's
that
just one of those blips on the radar screen.
I think that there were quite a few other victims and survivors that came forward after Cameron, after Cammy was brave enough to come forward, that did have other stories to tell. But I don't know. I can't speak to the specifics of those. I don't think this is necessarily just a one-off. I think that people get complacent and comfortable doing things that they've been doing for a long time, and unfortunately, this was the wrong decision. And you know, to lose the faith in the judiciary from, like, us, from the voters. Like, how can I feel safe if I'm a sexual assault victim coming forward and thinking, like, wow, you know what, my opinion doesn't matter. Me being a survivor or victim is not as important as someone that just turned 18 and, you know, he doesn't have a record, so 148 days is plenty of time served. I think that's abhorrent.
The other thing that's so unusual about this is the Bar Association usually weighs in on whether somebody should be retained or not. And all the justices and judges that are up for retention have been approved except for Judge Robert Adrian. Again, a very unusual circumstance. And so people still aren't very well educated about this, though. So what exactly do you want them to do, Lindsay Lane, when they go next Tuesday to vote?
And I will just say, you guys can vote now. Early voting started, I believe, September 29th. You can vote at the courthouse up until Election Day. On Election Day, November 8th, you can go to your polling location. And I think what can be confusing is people say, well, who is he running against? He's not running against anyone. He has the job now. They are simply asking, do you want him to be retained, to keep his job? You have to answer yes or no. Judge Adrian has to acquire 60% of a yes vote across 8 counties, and we are just a little bit fearful that that could come to be, because his past judgment is questionable at best.
And this is the kind of thing you're saying is, like, he has done this. A lot of people do find it abhorrent, to use your word. But because we're so complacent, you're afraid that people will go in and either not cast any, because if they don't vote anything.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you have to vote yes or no.
You have to vote yes or no. If you do not want Judge Robert Adrian to be retained, you must put no in the box by his name. If you do want him retained, you must put yes. So you have to actively take action on this, whether you think he needs to be a judge still or whether you think it's time for him to lose his job.
And I did want to just add, I mean, this was something that's come to be kind of a direction that Judge Adrian has come out in past months locally saying, you know, that this is a partisan issue. And I just want to be really clear that no matter what side of the aisle or who you vote for, that rape and sexual assault are not partisan issues. And this is not the group Stand With Cammie is comprised of members of all different political parties and political leanings. We are not political. We are not going after him because he is a conservative judge. We are not going trying to, like, take him down. We're just going, this is unfortunate that this happened, and here's what it is, and we need you to, like, look at this and not be swayed by this rhetoric that the left or that somebody is trying to take me down, which is words he's used, and that is not the truth of it. That's simply not.
Thank you very much, Lindsay Lane, for coming in today again. I welcome all commentary, and this is the first person who's ever called and said, I'd like to speak out against a sitting judge, a very unusual situation, but you voters will decide Tuesday, November 8th, whether Judge Robert Adrian will be retained. We're back at Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Always my pleasure to have Sarah Stevens from Horizons here, and we're going to talk about a fundraising event that they have coming up on Friday, November 11th, and we were laughing because people are always thinking of new and exciting ways, what's trendy, what's fun to have as a fundraiser, and charcuterie boards have become very popular in the past few years, and now they've got butter boards and all kinds of other things. And as Sarah and I were saying off air, isn't it just a glorified deli tray?
Well, that's, but, my mom asked me that question. She's like, so when did they become charcuterie boards? Isn't that just a deli tray?
It's a deli tray you can charge a lot more money for. Well, it's interesting because it basically still is a selection of meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables. I mean, you can put anything you want on a charcuterie board, but it usually has a theme to it, and that's where Horizons comes in. So this event is going to be Friday night, November 11th, at the Quincy Country Club, and they're going to have a selection of meats and cheeses and fruits and vegetables for people to eat, and it gives you kind of an introduction to the charcuterie board if you have never experienced one before. But there's also a little twist. You've got professional charcuterie board experts making beautiful charcuterie boards, and then some amateurs, and I'm in the amateur division.
And we are so excited to have you there.
And I just want to go on record as saying the reason I'm doing this, because I have no ability whatsoever. The good news is I don't have to actually cook anything. So it's not like it's a cooking contest. But I'm doing this, and I want to give a shout out. He's probably not listening now. He's probably hard at work, but Will Spear. Mm-hmm. Will Spear has been such an advocate for Horizons, has been such a personal contributor to Horizons, mm-hmm. is always willing to take out his time to help Horizons. And Will and I were at another charity event recently, and Will also gave a lot of money that night to that charity. Sarah, you were there, too.
It was a fun night.
And
we were at the cool kids'
table,
weren't we, Mary?
We were at the cool kids' table, but we weren't throwing around the money like Will was. But it is so interesting because right then and there I said, you know, you really ought to do this. Mm-hmm. I mean, just because if you can help publicize something that helps Horizons mm-hmm. Food Pantry, why not? So I will ask for your vote. If you go, I want your vote because I do want to win. But I'm not going to tell anybody my theme. It's very, I've got a theme.
Ooh.
I know. I'm working on it, baby. I'm going to make it happen. So let's talk a little bit about the details of this. When we come Friday night, November 11th, the tickets are $40 a piece.
Yes.
What do we get for that?
So with your ticket, you're going to get a charcuterie cup. So you'll have an appetizer to start the evening with. And so it's just a little mini charcuterie in a cup. And they're so cute. Great meats and cheeses and fruits. And you'll also get a ticket for drink. And so you can choose. You can choose either to get a glass of wine or you can choose to do a wine tasting. Verve Imports, who imports right here in Quincy, Illinois, is providing the wine for the event. So like I say, you can choose. You can do the wine to get a glass of wine or do the wine tasting. Or you can also buy a ticket for wine tasting, and they're donating that money to Horizons as well. You're going to get 5 tickets to vote. So we have our 2 categories, and you can use all your tickets for one person, or
if you want to put them all in my
Mary's bin,
please
do. Absolutely. Or you can spread them around, and then we're also going to be selling extra tickets that night to vote. So
I can buy my
vote. You can buy your vote. So you know that's why it's important. And if you're a competitor and you're listening, get your friends to come because you want them to vote for you. So super excited. We have about 19 competitors right now.
Really?
Absolutely. I think there's 6 or 7 in the professional category, and then the rest are the amateurs.
I didn't realize that I'd be with that kind of competition.
We have a $1,000 prize for each category, the amateur category and the professional category. Great sponsors this year, Michaela and Andy Tappy are a sponsor, Town & Country Bank, Winters Insurance, and Verb Imports, and Kuntz Builders. So we have some new sponsors.
Great.
Super excited about that. Ticket sales are moving along. Of course, me, you know, I'd like to have more ticket sales. People always wait till the last minute. So I want to tell you right now, you can get online with horizonsquincy.com, and the charcuterie event is right on the homepage. You can click that link, and it takes you right to your ticket purchase. Or we will be selling tickets at the door that night. I know a lot of times folks don't know what they're doing until the last minute, and we don't want anybody to miss an opportunity to come that would like to come. So you can come that night and get your tickets. It's kind of a happy hour format.
Right.
Voting will take place from 5 to 6:30. We'll announce the winners at 7. And we have a couple extra fun things going on, too. In addition to the wine tasting, Crystal from Wicked Times, which if you've been following her, she just has taken Quincy by storm, and you know, charcuterie and storm, does these incredible charcuterie boards. She's going to do live presentations, 3 different live presentations that night.
So we can learn how to make salami. Damn, can I put my board after
you,
I learn?
Well, you know what? You could go. I'm sure if you went to visit her now, she's like 6th in Hampshire, I think, 5th or 6th in Hampshire. I'm sure that she would give you some tips. I went to one of her events at Quincy Brewing Company, and she taught us how to make salami roses and meat rivers and how to cut cheese. And so she's going to be there doing, I think she's scheduled for 3 live presentations. And then Angie Barnes from Mama Bee's Gardens is also going to do an alternating live presentation and talk about edible flowers and herbs. Because a lot of times with these beautiful boards, they have flowers on them, and people don't know that. But you can, most times they use flowers that you can actually eat.
Right.
So it's talking about the different flowers that are edible. And so just kind of hopefully there's a lot of fun things. The professional category competitors, most of them have donated a gift certificate for a charcuterie board that we'll put on a silent auction that night. And then Ramsey Legacy Woodworking here in Quincy, again, Alyssa joined our staff 3 or 4 months ago, and she's really was my inspiration for the idea. I was following her on Instagram, and her husband and she actually make the actual charcuterie boards. Absolutely beautiful. They do some etching. They'll burn your name on it, and they've donated a board with the city of Quincy etched on it for the event. So that will be silent auction that night.
Oh, I must have it because I have a Hereford, Germany bread board.
Oh, okay.
So I could have the sister cities. I could have bread and charcuterie.
Oh, wow. Oh,
I must possess this.
So if you get online with Horizons Quincy, there's an event page for charcuterie in community as well. That's a hard word, isn't it? I almost didn't get that out, Mary.
Charcuterie is hard to say, and charcuterie in community is very hard to say.
I know.
And again, you know, I think the reason I like this so much is it's an event that's fashioned around food, and it's fashioned around kind of high-end celebratory food, party food, but the money that's raised goes to those who don't have enough food on their table, and they're not worried about making a salami rose
or
a river of meat or cutting their cheese. Most of them have Velveeta, you know, and that's it. So they're not worried about making a special shape. And so the dichotomy there, though, I think is good for our community, because everyone who enjoys fine food, fine wine, has enough that they can, you know, put out a display of food. When you think about that, so many people don't have enough to feed themselves and their families, and they'll go to bed tonight They'll have food, but they won't be completely satisfied. And on this one night, November 11th, mm-hmm. you can come to the Quincy Country Club. You can have fellowship with all of your friends. Mm-hmm. You can enjoy mm-hmm. some very high-level food. Mm-hmm. But you can also contribute to a super great cause, which is keeping Horizons Kitchen open every day for people to mm-hmm. eat, and the food pantry, mm-hmm. which this time of year is very necessary.
Absolutely. You know, it's like you kind of talked to, you know, we are the much that much is expected of. You know, that's really one of the reasons I'm at Horizons. I remember that scripture just really hitting me, you know. Those who have much, much is expected. And I'm like, okay, you know what? I have been blessed beyond measure. And it's been a privilege to work alongside the churches in this community and just the generous people of this community to do something really incredible. We kind of say food is a gateway of life at Horizons. Food is what brings people in the door. They need food. But we also know we're not going to overcome poverty with more money and more stuff. It's usually in relationship. And so we're working hard to help people transform their lives. We just having Addicts Victorious come under our programming at Horizons. We are seeing four people a week usually through that program who we have just incredible success actually giving up their addictions.
Yeah. You can't just keep feeding people.
Right.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
until they become a little bit mm-hmm. self-reliant mm-hmm. because obviously, you know, poverty, well, Jesus Christ himself said there will be poor always.
Always.
And so it is incumbent upon the rest mm-hmm. of us to share what we have.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also incumbent upon us to do it in a responsible manner. This is why years ago I quit just giving money out on the street.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell people, I will come to this restaurant and I will buy you a meal.
Mm-hmm.
Or I will do something for you. But I didn't want to encourage them to take the money and buy liquor or, you know, do something else with it. And, you know, again, you want to be a good steward, and you also want to get people connected mm-hmm. to places like Horizons that can help them. You serve a meal there, not 7 days a week, but
6 days a week.
Six days a week. Mm-hmm. And so Monday through Friday, it's a noon meal.
Noon to one, yes.
Noon to one. And I have volunteered just once there, and I'm waiting for my church to call me. I mm-hmm. want to come back again. I had the most wonderful experience mm-hmm. doing that. It was so nice to see people who were sitting at tables, talking, enjoying each other's company. All of them have problems or they wouldn't be there, but they find a good deal of support and comfort mm-hmm. in each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing you do is on Sunday night you have a special
Sunday
meal.
Sunday night we have a meal from 5 to 6.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the food pantry is busier now than it ever has been. And
why is that, Sarah?
Well, anybody,
I don't get it.
Well, it's because have you been to the grocery store lately, Mary?
Well,
of
that's
course
true.
You have.
Yeah.
I think I brought home 2 bags yesterday. I think maybe I had 12 things and it was $90. I think you're not putting anything in your cart right now that's under $5 or $6. And gas is so expensive. So I think that for people who are working and just getting by, the price of gas and groceries is just really making it really hard for families and their budgets. And so we are seeing more people than ever before in our food pantry. And I think it would surprise a lot of people to know that the majority of people that are coming to the food pantry have a job. I mean, they, you know, at least one working person in their family. So like you said, you know, the poor is always going to be among us, and it is our charge of those who have much to help take care of them. And there are going to be people that are just not ever going to be able to take care of themselves. We know that.
Right.
The widows and the orphans. And so it's important that we help those, you know, that need it. And then it's important that we help those who can have purpose and meaning. It's important for us to help them find that purpose and meaning. And we are doing that.
Horizons does it every single day, folks. And everybody can go down and have a meal at lunch. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, it's a good meal. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a really good meal. I mean, it's well balanced. Mm-hmm. They've got, you know, the kids like it. They've got, you know, stuff that Lowy's fresh fruits and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So it's really a good meal. Come Sunday night from 5 to 7. Mm-hmm. Again, the whole public is welcome. Obviously, if you come, they want you to make a contribution if you can.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you know somebody who needs to be have a food pantry, or if you go to the grocery store every once in a while, something will be on sale, and you're like, wow, I want to stock up on that. Well, maybe stock up extra, and mm-hmm. take those extra 10 cans of that, mm-hmm. you know, down to Horizons, because, again, everything we do is so helpful. We're going to come back. We're going to talk how you can get tickets. We want everybody there Friday night. November 11th, I didn't realize I was competing against all those people. I thought I had maybe a 1 in 4 chance of winning. Now, my expectations have been dashed against the rock of reality, but that's okay. I'll still be there. And my charcuterie board will be the best themed board.
I can't wait to see it.
It's all in my mind. See, the trouble is, mm-hmm. I can have a good idea in my mind what it's good, but who knows what it'll look like when it gets there. But anyway, don't worry. You don't have to eat my food if you don't want to. And I'm not cooking anything, so I won't poison anybody. We'll be back. Sarah Stevens from Horizons is here. And Charcuterie for Community is November 11th. Please get out and support Horizons. We'll tell you more in a moment. Well, we won't be able to hear the Illini game this week because it's, of course, they're playing at a time when we have local high school football. So that's okay, though. The Illini are doing great, and we wish them all the best. Of course, this is the Mary Griffith Show, sponsored by Harvest Ridge Coffee. Your premier coffee's roasted and delivered in small batches. All the beans are hand-roasted. They've got Signature Blend French Roast, Highlander Grog, and Colombian Supreme, and all kinds of great things delivered fresh to assure you a rich, sophisticated, delicious coffee experience. We drink it every morning here. Steve and Mary fuel up on Harvest Ridge every morning, and you can get yours at your local convenience stores. Our remaining moments until 10 o'clock this morning are spent with Sarah Stevens, and she is the director of Horizons. They run a... soup kitchen isn't really an adequate way.
It's really not.
It's a three-course meal. You know, it's not some gruel that, oh, more people are here, pour some more water in the pot. No, it's a fully balanced meal that you serve every day from 11 to 1.
Noon to 1.
Noon to 1. And then on Sunday night, you also have a meal from 5 to 7. Mm-hmm. And part of it is getting to know people. And once they come in a couple of times, you've got special people that work at Horizons that are like, hey, I want to meet you. I want to pray with you if you want that. Do you need a toothbrush? What are your problems? How can we help you? Mm-hmm. What is it that you need right now that would make your life easier? We're giving you food, and that feeds your tummy for this moment. But what can we do to help you in the short term and long term? That's so critical.
Absolutely. I mean, meeting people where they are, and they come in and they feel a sense of belonging. A lot of times people in poverty don't talk about lack of things. They talk about lack of relationship, lack of respect. Lack of sense of worth, and so those are the areas that we're really working hard to meet people in.
It is. It's very hard. Sometimes you see mentally ill people on the street or homeless people on the street, or you see a family and maybe you're like, oh, those kids aren't very well dressed, their clothes don't match, or, you know, maybe, and you make a judgment. You make a judgment, and it's so human nature. I mean, God didn't make us perfect. But we've got to turn that judgment around and say, there's a reason this is happening. They don't have the resources you do, Mary Griffith. They don't have the friendships you do. They don't have somebody to help them out. And a smile, and how can I assist you? And lifting them up and making them feel like they're a member of our community, because they are.
Absolutely. I mean, We're trained by the world to form those judgments. My husband and I were having that conversation last night.
It's hard to.
And, you know, your mind immediately goes there. But then we were talking. I said, you know, but if I had been raised in a home and my parents were drug addicts and I didn't know any different, my life would look completely different than it looks today.
Well, let me tell you, let's take it right down to brass tacks. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's a lady out there right now that's got a joint checking account with her husband. If he up and emptied that out today and took off, how long could you really make it on your own? I mean, oh, eventually there'd be a divorce. Eventually there'd be a settlement. Eventually there'd be child support. But if you woke up today, none of your credit cards worked, you didn't have access to a bank account, you'd find out pretty quick.
And we've seen, and we actually have a particular instance where we have a guest, and that is her story. And I always say, we're all one tragedy away from the soup kitchen. It just depends on the size of our tragedy. Some people have larger safety nets than others. Some people don't have any safety net at all. And so
a flat tire.
A car repair, a medical expense. It doesn't take much, and people are really in dire straits.
So if you are lucky enough, and I won't use the word lucky, if you've worked hard, you've been a good steward of your money, of your resources, find it in your heart to maybe go out and have fun on a Friday night, get the spouse, get some family friends together, come on out to the country club, eat these delicious meats and cheeses and fruits, and there'll probably be, you know, a carrot stick there, too.
We have a dessert board.
Somebody's
competing with the dessert board.
Wow.
We have a professional competitor who makes phenomenal macaroons. And
oh, my gosh, I can't wait.
And so she's going to do...
So this is going to be great.
And she's going to do a dessert board, so yes.
Okay,
and
tickets are only $40. Now, how can we get tickets?
So tickets go online, horizonsquincy.com. There's a charcuterie slider right on the front page. Just click that. It'll take you right to your tickets. Again, we'd love to have you buy your tickets ahead of time so we know how many charcuterie cups to have prepared that night. But please come, you know, to the door and buy your tickets there if that's the only way you can do it. Or if you don't know until the last minute, we'll have tickets. Time is 5 to 7:30, and the voting will be from 5 to 6:30. It's a happy hour style, so you can come and go. You don't have to stay for the whole time. You could come at 5:30, you could come at 6. So we're accommodating.
There'll be plenty of food. Don't worry.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Sarah Stevens.
Thanks for having me, Mary.